That's the Robo Hobos, Haynes' Lego League team, performing for judges at the Juno Robot Jamboree over the weekend. Except they're not actually in Juno. Cuts to the ferry schedule made travel to the capital impractical for the team. The Robo Hobos and the Skagway Crosswalk Kangaroos competed by teleconference.
Some parts were like they froze and then, but we did pretty good.
Rookie Robo Hobo Corbin Wright says that didn't spoil his chance to compete against 24 other teams from across the state. The team and its robot simply completed challenges for judges on the other side of a video call.
It felt really exciting.
Teams are judged in several categories, including a robotics challenge and real-world problem solving. This year's theme challenged students to invent a solution to a problem in their community. Both Haynes and Skagway teams chose transportation infrastructure projects. The Robo Hobos designed a safer parking lot and pickup zone for the elementary school, and the Crosswalk Kangaroos devised a pedestrian crossing system for busy downtown streets. Meanwhile, the state was working to solve a transportation infrastructure puzzle of its own. The Taslina was servicing Angoon last weekend instead of making the Lynn Canal run. That left only the weekly Matanuska sailing. Haynes coach Patty Brown said it wasn't enough to get Lynn Canal teams to the competition.
In order for us to actually participate in the event and take a ferry, we would have had to stay in Juneau for 2 weeks. That, of course, was out of the question.
It's not unusual for LEGO League competitions to be virtual. The Crosswalk Kangaroos did it last year, but it was a first for the Robo Hobos.
We'd never done it before, so we had to move projectors and set up the board and get used to a new space and et cetera.
Brown says some of the camaraderie between teams was lost in a long-distance competition, but she was proud of her team for giving it their best shot despite the distance. Crosswalk Kangaroos took home top honors at the qualifier despite competing virtually, and their crosswalk project was approved by the Skagway Borough Assembly. It's now in committee. Coach Mary Thole says they will have their first in-person competition at state championships in Anchorage in January.
This win was huge for this team. This team started out last year and they competed virtually, and they were a brand new rookie team, and they were taken under the wing from Wings of the Prickles, so the Prickles really supported them last year.
Skagway's veteran team, the Prickles, aged up this year. They're now rookies in a new division and took second place at their first competition in Juneau at the beginning of the month. The Crosswalk Kangaroos will compete in state championships January 17th and 18th. Coach Thole says there's a ferry to get them to their flight in Juneau. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.